It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington side, you'd say way too many power plays from the side here of Alex Ovechkin going down and getting hit here at center ice and got tripped up.
That's
not
good.
Oh, boy. He got what looked like just a little bit of a clip on the way by and now is down up on hands and knees but still has not gotten up yet. Alex Ovechkin, as Jason Service has come out to take a look, and Ovechkin hobbled as he comes toward the bench. Now he's up on his own power, but he needs a little help.
He ran in. Let's see if we can get a replay here.
That was the call as heard right here on The Fan last night. We're your flagship home for the Capitals. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. All the teams in town trying to solidify their foundations of success for the future on and off the field. You got to think about yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of our shows, the law firm Condori and Murad. They'll help to update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you as well. They'll take care of you and your family. Get a consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Go to kmlawyers.com. Mention the show, you'll get a great discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Bittersweet day today, as we found out, and we'll talk about this before we say goodbye, that a big step was taken possibly toward the RFK site being returned to D.C., which would mean that Washington might be able to build a stadium there and play football games at RFK again at the 2.0 site. But that wasn't the lead in town. The lead has been Alex Ovechkin's health. What's going on with the Great Eight? He was off to one of the best starts in his career, one of two times in his career that he's had 15 goals through 18 games, had five in the last couple of nights, and then he went down in the third period with what looks like a pretty serious injury. We're joined now by Joe Beninati, who has been calling all of those goals. And they have been bountiful from Alex Ovechkin leading the NHL. Joe B., tough circumstances here, but you were in Utah. You just traveled back today. Do we know anything at this point?
Yeah, the team just got back about 3 o'clock Eastern time, I'd say. Alex was on the plane with the group. I could see him from my seat on the plane. He was in his normal customary spot, and the guys were flipping cards and having a good time. I can't give you anything more than the updates you've heard, Grant, for now. I'm sure that more than likely Alex is getting tests done, whether it be now or tomorrow morning. I know that the club will have further input or an update at least tomorrow once the doctors have had a full chance to review what's going on, whether it be with the imaging or from speaking with Alex directly and diagnosing what's going on there. They are listing it as a lower leg injury, and that's where we have to start. It's the mood of the players around the hotel this morning was eerie because the team had just swept beautifully through a three-game road swing, but they know that their captain is in a spot of bother here, and we're going to learn more. But for right now, I can't give you any more of an update. It's a pins and needles, wait and see type situation.
Joby, what did you guys think in real time during the collision? I'll be honest, watching it, I didn't see much, but you know, obviously the result certainly was significant. What did you guys think initially?
Yeah, Danny, you never know with regard to athletes who are both about the same size. You know, McBain's a good 6'4", 225. Alex is right in there in that same range. And it seemed like a, quote, nothing burger. It seemed like a nothing kind of play. They did connect lower leg to lower leg. It almost looked like ankle to ankle. It truly, I don't think it was, quote, which has been, you know, offered and as scary as when you hear it is knee to knee. I don't think it was knee to knee. It was lower leg. So, and that's why the club has I think, stayed with that as a lower leg injury. They were both turning. I don't think there was any malice on McBain's part. It was random, incidental, unfortunate contact. It was a serious collision, and Alex is leaning, trying to get back up ice. There's a weight transfer there, and boom, there's that sudden shock. Now, I've been watching this this guy play hockey for 20 years. He normally doesn't stay down. He did. So obviously there was significant pain there. He tried to get up. He couldn't. And he stayed there a little bit longer, was in need of assistance from, I believe it was Jacob Chychrun, who helped him to the sideline, back to the bench, along with the athletic trainer, Jason Service. He stayed on the bench, which I think, again, I don't want to, you can't put anything on this until the doctors see him and examine him. But he did not go directly to the dressing room tunnel. He stayed on the bench, which is usual for Alex because he can fight through so many darn things. He waited till the next whistle, till the next stoppage in play, whether it be a TV break or something along those lines. He tried to take, I don't know, maybe two strides and knew that it wasn't happening. Yeah. Then he went directly to the room. When we saw it, we knew it was significant. Now we're just hoping that it's something that's short-term, not long-term.
You're here. Joe Beninati on Grant and Danny. My big question, and what Danny and I have been debating kind of behind the scenes all day, they announced short-term. I shouldn't say that. Not short-term. They announced, rather, week-to-week is the phrase, right?
Week-to-week.
That actually gives me optimism that we'll see him again this season and that they avoided kind of the worst-case scenario. But what we've debated is, would they announce anything else? In other words, hockey is infuriating with its lack of updates and its lack of candor on injuries. I mentioned to Mike Vogel earlier today in our Beltway Blitz, when Tom Wilson had torn his ACL in the playoffs, I had heard that he tore his ACL pretty quickly, and they were still every single day doing this charade about whether or not he was going to play for the entire series. And that's how the NHL injuries work. And I don't bring that up to mention an ACL as much as to say, it is not uncommon to hear day-to-day when a guy's going to be out for 2 weeks or week-to-week when a guy doesn't have, you know, legs anymore.
Yeah, if the ACL's day-to-day, then week-to-week is 3 years.
So my question is, it's long-winded and I apologize. My question is, would they have announced anything different today if they knew something, worst case, or would they have just said week-to-week and bought themselves some time because they don't owe anybody anything right now?
I'm going to choose to speak on what you said to start, Grant. That you should be, I think, all of us should be encouraged somewhat that there wasn't a doomsday, hey, this is definitely an ACL and whatever. There was not that. There was lower leg week to week. And to me, that would have been much more severe had it been something that was more knee related. And I don't know if lower leg means knee. Lower leg mean shin? Does lower leg mean ankle? This is the awkward and irritating. You use the word irritating. It's an awkward situation for all of us to be in. This player means so much to a first-place hockey team. I mean, the Capitals have been right there, I think, in the first 6, 7, 8 weeks of this season, one of the best stories in the league. And whether it was a chase of Gretzky or not, their best goal scorer and the league's best goal scorer is injured. And it's just heightened, obviously, with everything that's going on and the way Alex is performing and doing all of these things that nobody should darn near expect with him at age 39. You would hope that there would be some clarity to the injury. And let's just say that they are waiting for the doctors here in D.C. who know him extremely well. They're waiting for those imaging results. They're waiting to speak with him. They're waiting to put hands on the injury and make the assessment. And we'll find out, I would think, a lot more tomorrow as to the severity of it. But no, you're exactly right, Grant. And I hear you, Danny. There is an awkward nature. There's a sort of cloak and dagger, clandestine way that the NHL has dealt with injuries for a long, long time. Why they do it, that's up to them. But it can be infuriating for a number of us who are trying to report on some of the biggest stars in the NHL.
Joe Beninati with us here on G&D. So at a minimum, Joe B., they're going to be without Ovi for at least some time. We don't know how long. Yeah. Obviously, as you said, we'll find out more tomorrow. And maybe, you know, we won't be satisfied in terms of detail. But they're going to be without him for at least, you know, some games, right? An indefinite amount of time. How do you you don't replace the leader in goals. You don't replace his presence. How do they tweak? What do they do?
You know, we were talking about it earlier, Craig Lachlan and I, John Walton, Ken Sabra, and Al Koch, and all of us who are on the trip out to Salt Lake City and the last few days in Denver and in Vegas. Would you want to shake up the rest of the line combinations that have been playing really well? I don't think you're touching that fourth line. Gosh, Duhaime is, speaking of injuries, by the way, Duhaime takes a 93-mile-an-hour slap shot to the foot in Denver. I thought he would be gone for weeks. He played the next game. What the athletes and the athletic trainers and such, that what they do is remarkable. Duhaime, no doubt. Dowd, Radish have been great. I wouldn't touch them. You know, you could make some adjustments on that third line. I know they're trying to find some traction there with Eller and Mangiapane and Vrana. Vrana's heating up. Do you adjust? Why would you adjust McMichael, Dubois, Wilson? That's been really good. So you keep Protas and Strome together, and the question is now, do you bring from the American Hockey League? You're not going to put Hendrix Lapierre as a first-line winger on his off wing. I would think what they're going through right now is, well, Ethan Frank, who's potentially got a shot at getting into this lineup, who is arguably right now the top goal scorer in the American League, or Ivan Marochnichenko, who I think is on 30-plus goal scoring type run in the American League, and who is viewed as a top six kind of winger for the future. Do you go that way? Do you go through your development system? We're going to find out. And when they say week to week, that means that means a good chunk of games up leading up until the Christmas holiday and maybe beyond.
Ethan Frank, by the way, for people that don't know, 11 goals in 16 games with Hershey. We have not seen him, but he supposedly just flies. Very, very fast skater. And then Marechnichenko, you guys have seen in the NHL. He played down the stretch and into the playoffs last year. Huge offensive upside. And it would be a kind of future is now moment for him. I would prefer to do that. And I'm just a dude sitting on a couch.
Grant, it'd be a lot to ask Grant to do that. You could just pop Tom Wilson up into the right wing spot on the top line and then fill in beyond. So you have options, and Spencer Carberry and the staff know this team and its personnel extremely well. They'll figure it out, but it'd be a lot to ask of an American leader to pop right to that top line. I don't know if they're going to go that direction. We're going to learn a whole lot more before the team sees Colorado on Thursday.
Totally. I guess for me, what I would like to do, though, is do the least tweaking other things possible. They're the best team in the East right now. They have three lines rolling, 1, 2, and 4. I'd like to not mess with 2 and 4 as kind of the strength of the operation. I mean, they're better everywhere. You know this better than I do, Joe, but they're all four lines, every defensive pair in the net. You know, it's a night and day team from last year. They had 44 goals after 18 games last year. They've got 78 right now. I know it's a brutal ask for a kid to be on the top line, but I'd rather keep McMichael, Wilson, and Luc Dubois together and then have the fourth line stay together and tweak as little as possible.
I think I'm of the same mind as you. Obviously, we're not Spencer Carberry, so he'll make that ultimate decision. But I like where you're going there. To me, again, popping the American League options in there, whether it be Frank or Marochnichenko, the concern is not that they would be overwhelmed by the offensive ask, because Protas and Strome are playing so incredibly well. It would be, now you're going to be on a top line. You're going to be often matched against the other team's top lines. Are you ready for that defensively? And that would be something that they'll have to get on page with. But again, they've been playing at a high level in the American Hockey League. They are seeing the American Hockey League's best from game to game, from week to week with Todd Nelson's Hershey Bears. They are being groomed for this. And once in a while, you have to go ahead of turn. You have to go ahead of schedule, and this might be one of those instances. I agree with you guys. I don't want to shake it up too much, because when I look at the results, especially from the offensive side. Wow. And again, Alex has been so good and skating so well and comfortably. That's why it pisses me off to see this happen on what was really an innocent looking play. And I hope, please, I pray that it's short term.
So among the guys that are on the big club, right? We're not even talking about call-ups just yet. Whose production do you expect to maybe go up? Thinking of that OV spot on the power play or just in general, who might we say, hey, now it's time for you to maybe carry the mantle a little bit?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Because all the while I'm sitting here thinking five on five play, and Danny accurately points out, well, you just lost the biggest power play weapon in the world. This is true. So who gets that spot? To me, like, Jacob Chychrun is among the league's defensive goal scoring leaders. He has an absolute cannon and has been featured in a second power play unit. It changes the formation a little bit because he's lefty. He can't hang out in the same spot where Alex is.
So you just flip it there? Just kind of flip the make it left-handed?
Yeah, they can do that, and they occasionally will do it. It's almost like looking in a mirror.
Yeah.
That's one option. That's definitely one option. They have a number of talented people in the setup roles there who can play the bumper spots. It's who gets that alternate side now where Alex usually lies in the weeds and waits to crank it up. That can be John Carlson, too, by the way. John can sit there in the off circle and crank up right-handed slappers, and you could have Chychrun or Sandin straight away. Kirk Muller, Mitch Love, they're going to be thinking about it. They're going to be offering suggestions to Spencer for as long as Alex is missing. They'll come up with a good combination. Again, what pisses me off is all of a sudden the power play was like 50% in the last five games. They were starting to click. If they play as well as they have been five on five and they get power play production, you're talking about five, six, seven goals a game. They could really run the table nicely.
Yeah, they are a juggernaut. I mean, they've been playing. This is the best they've played early in a season. We're going back a decade or so, right? I mean, the cup year, people forget, Barry Trotz's job was being discussed publicly going into Thanksgiving. It wasn't like that was, you know, an early season onslaught. But here they are 18 games in. They've been a machine. And talking about being angry about this situation and sports giveth and taketh away. You know, I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm screaming, running around in my basement last night. You know, as you're calling that second goal, I haven't had this much fun as a Caps fan
watching
Ovi and this team in years. And for that to happen last night was just so deflating. But I guess let's end the conversation there to come full circle. I mean, what do you make of how good they've been? Carberry and Brian McClellan, these guys need to take bows. I mean, it has been just amazing to see the redesign here on the fly with the veterans that they've kept, but the youth that they brought in with the money that was made available, Backstrom and Oshie situations, the moves that were made. Joe B., this has been a clinical build.
This is how Spencer wanted to play last season. Didn't necessarily have the horses to do it. So Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick go out and make it happen. And now you're younger, you're faster, you're more aggressive, and you're seeing the fruits of it. This was something that Spencer wanted to play in the direction in this mode last year, couldn't do it, made a great course correction, figured out that the Caps could win games 2-1 and 3-2 and 1-0 if need be, and snuck them into the playoffs. Now you're seeing the operation run the way they want it, with speed, with a little bit more youth, with players who, again, you can't, I don't think you can speak highly enough of what Chychrun and Roy mean defensively. They've been really good on defense too. Both goalies have been performing extremely well. They haven't been overworked by any stretch, save for that third period gem that Thompson had in Vegas. He had 25 saves in the third period alone. But both of those guys are making great saves at the right moments to keep you in a one-goal lead. That's what you need. It's been all around tip-top. And I can't say enough about the job that Spencer and the whole staff. It's not just Spencer. It's that entire coaching staff. They've done an incredibly good job. And I imagine this team will fight through. It's really cool to watch from my perspective. I see the team in hotels. I see the team on planes and buses. This group really jives. This group really gets together. And I know winning will breed that. When they're 13-4-1, it's obviously going to be a feel-good type environment compared to a team that's 6-7. This team's really going to, I think, once they learn how long they're going to be without their captain, they're going to pick themselves up and they're going to get the job done in his absence and wait for his return to make them even stronger.
Joby, thank you as always, man. Really appreciate the time and insight.
Guys, my pleasure. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we get some good news.
Yes, sir. Fantastic as always. Joe Beninati with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. It is a Tuesday on G&D, which means Commanders Survivor. Let's find out who's getting sent home and who's getting immunity.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the day in DC sports, the good news with the RFK Stadium progression and the bad news with Ovechkin. Let's figure out which we want to do first, Danny. The good news on immunity or the bad news on getting sent home?
I like the salad before the delicious food. The bad news always first. I need to close with the good, so give me the bad.
All right. Well, on this week's little edition of Commander Survivor, it was not particularly close. Sam Cosmi has been voted off the island.
Wow. Mm. The offensive line did struggle, and the interior of that offensive line had a tough go of it against some pretty good D tackles for the Philadelphia Eagles.
They're a little bit worn down, and they played some grown-ups and had a tough time.
Cosmi was a big part of that messed up fourth and two play where the game changed pretty much.
Which fourth down play? I don't remember.
That would be the oh, wait, are we doing bits?
That was a joke.
Bits, okay. Yeah.
Yep. It was the one that ruined everything?
Actually, you know which one it was? It was the bumbled snap and then the blah.
You're talking about
About to break it down.
That ruined the whole day and the whole week and the whole everything, all of it.
That'd be the one. That ruined it.
It was the fourth down that they haven't gotten this year. There's two, but the other one was fake because Zach Ertz actually got a first down. So this was the fourth down that they haven't moved the chains on. With that, though, now we get our dessert.
Yeah, give me the deliciousness.
It's time for a chocolate lava cake a la mode with a little vanilla ice cream.
Skillet cookie, like we had in North Bethesda, North of Bethesda, or Rockville.
Love a skillet.
Well, I actually didn't get it. You guys ate it all. But
Shout out to my guy Larry Bird, if he's out there listening. I got to link up with you. Eat another skillet cookie sometime. You're my guy. Daris, who is getting immunity?
This was one of the closest votes that we have had all year. It came down to our guy who joins us every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, Austin Eckler, and Frankie Louvu. Only one vote separated the gentlemen. Frankie Louvu takes home his second immunity of the season.
Two sacks.
Doesn't our bylaws require a recount? Isn't that a rule? Is that close? It's within a certain percentage point? Don't we have a state constitution that demands?
Recount. We demand a recount. We'll wait.
All right. Let me do the calculations here. Frankie Louvu won.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's amazing.
Frankie Louvu.
Came recount. Out the same?
Just the way that we drew it up.
Yeah.
Good recount, Daris. Happy about that.
Great
recount.
We're
back on
the air
tomorrow at 2 o'clock with a Wednesday G&D. We will go around the division, as we always do. We'll also take our first good hard look at Week 12 in the NFL. Commanders, Cowboys on Sunday. I feel really good about the game, but we need to talk about handling some business.
Yeah, we're turning our attention to Dallas. It's been a minute since they played, right?
Also, you know this. I'm obsessed with a developing high school football saga in the greater DMV area that I just think is a wild, wild story that could be a 30 for 30 on ESPN. I may even do the documentary on it at this point. I'm not into it, but I want to talk about it tomorrow. Mass transfers from one state championship team to a school so that they could go win another state title. Now they're not allowed to play in the playoffs, but the day the playoffs start, they're back in the playoffs and everyone gets screwed over. It has been amazing. I want to talk about that.
It is a fascinating story, I will say.
Wild.
That's the way to put it, is it's wild. And it's not just about, like, I'm not asking you about a rivalry in like the Concord District or whatever, Northern Virginia. That's not what we're talking about.
It's a discussion about where we're headed with high school football and what it's going to be.
Amateur athletics in general.
In 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So we'll do that on the show tomorrow. Thanks for listening to us on Grant and Danny. Keep it right here on The Fan into the evening.
Thank you for coming. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.